Glory. Hoo-wee. That was fun. Well, you know, he's still here. He ain't gone nowhere. He's even touching you while you're sitting here waiting on something. Because everybody's waiting on something. Amen? But while you're waiting on something, he's doing something. See, you'd be waiting on something, but he'd be doing something else. And while he's doing something else, he's going to provide what you've been waiting on. Because he's faithful. Hallelujah. You know, what a mystery. I mean, what a mystery. Think about this. You know, with the hidden things that have come to, are coming to pass now. Just think if we had known all the stuff when we were younger. What a difference our lives would have been. But it's all about God's timing. He wanted us to go through things so that we could carry those things and help someone else in need. But you know, there is what we call a mystery of life. It's a mystery. You know, we try to search it out, figure it out. We know that God is the way, truth, and life, and the life giver. But we still are so far from knowing what we're going to know. When we have come to that reality of who we truly are. Because we deal with it every single day. We have to battle every day of maintaining position of our identities. We can be told who we are, but until you really know who you are, the enemy knows that you don't know. And because we're not fighting flesh and blood, and we're fighting the powers of darkness, they're always trying to distract us or influence or mislead us. And that's their job, and they do it very well. You know, we live a life in the area to where we're always trying to accomplish something. Every day you're trying to accomplish something. Because there's that sense of our character that's in us that we have. There's an area of desire of completion, of fulfillment, completing, accomplishing. So listen, it doesn't matter how much you accomplish as long as you accomplish something. Does everybody get it? God is looking not at how much you accomplish. He just wants you to accomplish something. I don't care if you read one page of a book. You accomplish that. Does everybody understand it? It doesn't have to be a level of accomplishment. God is not looking at that. Because when we are in the area of accomplishment, we're always increasing. We're gathering. Would you turn to the Gospel of John, please, in chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, the spoken Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God and still is God. It was in the beginning with God. All things that were made through Him, all things were made through Him, and without Him, nothing was made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in darkness, and darkness did not comprehend it. In the beginning. Remember, the first thing God created was time. Time. I'm going to share something. Because for the last 3 days, I had a vision before me. Constant. Every time I was quickened by the Spirit, I just had this. And I saw like a funnel. And it was black. It was like a, such a dark navy blue, but it was like blackish. The only thing you can tell that it was moving was through the outlines of it. And everything was moving into this funnel. It was big, but everything that attached to it was darkness. It was all darkness, and things were just going, and things were moving into this tunnel or like funnel. And it kind of reminded me of the time glass, you know what they call those things? Hourglass, yeah. But there was no bottom there. That's all you saw was the surface of it, and this opening and everything was going through it. And I saw that the first time. I thought, wow, that's wild. Then the next day and then the next day. And then I finally said, what is this? And I heard the Spirit say to me, this is called time. I said, this is called time? He says, yes, time is darkness. He said, timeless is light. Time is dark. And as I began to see everything going in and disappearing, like it just kept flowing in, like water flowing in. And he said, time is being swallowed up. Time is getting short. But I couldn't see from one end to the other. As far as I was concerned, the whole flatness was just time, but it was all darkness. And it kept going in and flowing in. And I'm realizing he was revealing to me that time is short. And there's things that he's trying to accomplish. That's why there's an urgency on in us to accomplish certain things before time is up. Now, it says here that, so that we know that that's the first thing God created was time. And again, time is darkness and timeless is light. In him is life, he says. So in him is life. In man is light. The carrier of life. So the carrier of light, I mean the carrier of life is in light. Does everybody get it? That's why when people have visitations from the Lord, a lot of times they see light. Or they're taken with, why they see light? Because light is the carrier of life. Does everybody understand? I'm going to explain this the best I can. Now, the life of man, when placed in a reality, is called existence. So, man was created and given life. God breathed in him, right? The spirit of life. So when man is created, when a man is when the carrier of life, amen, is in man, the light is a carrier. When God places that individual in a reality, it's called existence. So you and I were placed in this reality. Amen. Now, that's why we exist. Again, this funnel of time is collapsing, or we call filling, overflowing, filling in. It's fulfilling time because time is coming to an end. This vision, like I said, it lasted 3 days, and I kept seeing it. And this morning when I saw it again, and the Lord began to expound to me more and more about darkness. Is time is darkness. Timeless is light. And things are falling into it. Everything is falling into it. And this whole reality is beginning to fall into it. That's why we all know that in our spirit, something is about to change. This is a mystery, what we call a mystery of life. It's a hidden thing that we don't really know about. You know, you can look up, what is the definition of life? And it's still a mystery. We only know the life giver. Amen. In 1 John chapter 2 and verse 7, brethren, I write no new commandment to you, but an old commandment, which you have heard from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which you heard from the beginning. Again, a new commandment I write to you, which thing is true in him and in you. Because the darkness is what? Passing away. It's being swallowed up. And the true light is already shining. He who says he is in the light and hates his brother is in darkness until now. Remember, darkness is also associated with time now. What is it? It's a time that's coming to an end. Does everybody get it? So darkness is a time, because time is darkness. It's coming to a what? End. He who loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no cause for him to stumble, for stumbling in him. Verse 11. But he who hates his brother is what? In darkness, and walks in darkness, and does not know where he is going, because the darkness has blinded his eyes. Darkness is passing away to make room for the true light of life. Again, we all have a desire or a need of accomplishment every day before the day runs out. How many times have you said, there's just not enough hours in the day? Light runs out, or, you know, when light runs out, we're all home, because there is no light that runs out. It's being fulfilled, because at the end of the tunnel, we know that there's what? Light. Amen. Again, darkness is collapsing because time is collapsing. That's why everybody says things are moving fast. But then you could still say, well, there's just not enough time in the day, you know, because things are moving fast. In Mark chapter 4, in verse 13. And Jesus said to them, do you not understand this parable? How then will you understand all the parables? The sower sows the word. Is the word light? It's life also, isn't it? Remember, light is a carrier of life. Amen? In verse 15, and these are the ones by the wayside where the word is sown. When they hear, Satan comes immediately and takes away the word that was sown in their hearts. These likewise are the ones sown on stony ground, who when they hear the word immediately receive it with gladness, and they have no root in themselves, and so endure only for a time. Afterward, when tribulation or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they what? Stumble. Now these are the ones sown among thorns. They are the ones who hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the desires for other things entering in choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. But these are the ones sown on good ground, those who hear the word, accept it, and bear fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. And Jesus said to him, is a lamp brought to be put under a basket or under a what? Bed. Is it not to be set on a lampstand? For there is nothing hidden which will not be revealed, nor has anything been kept secret, but that it should come to light. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. Then he said to them, take heed what you hear. With the same measure you use, it will be measured to you. And to you who hear, more will be given. For whoever has, and to him more will be given. But whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him. This is powerful. The word is the word of light, the word of life, the carrier of light. Amen. Remember, does everybody understand what's happening? Time is moving so rapidly, and so many things are happening around us that you and I, we can't even comprehend everything. You know, so many times you're trying to accomplish so many things, or there's so many things that you're trying to accomplish in a day that you can only accomplish so much, but you got to begin to step back and let God take over. Amen? You can't try and do these things in your own strength. This is how things get messed up or mistakes are made. Amen? The word of life, carrier of light, life of man placed into a reality is called existence. What a time we are in right now. So we are in an existence. We are a unified body that's in existence. But the world outside the body of Christ is only existing. We've moved from existence to eternal. Again, we were born with a purpose. The problem is that we were always fulfilling the wrong purposes. What a mystery. You know, we always wanted to know who we are, why we're here, what we're doing, where we came from. It's the mystery of life. It's all hidden things. But even when you come into Christ, there's so many things of his knowledge and his awesomeness. He's so big. And we kind of want to grasp as much of it as we can. But we can grab as much as we can, but we can't hold on to as much as if we want to. How many times have you heard people say, man, when I get home, I got a lot of questions to ask God. I think as soon as you get out of here, every question will be answered. Boom. Whoa. See, because you'll be able to handle that much. None of this carnal stupidity will be in our way. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 1, let's speak it together. For we know that our earthly house, this tent, is destroyed. We have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternally in the heavens. For in this we groan. Why are we groaning? Because we have an expectation of an accomplishment. Amen? We're groaning. Why? Because we want to complete something. We want to complete our change like a caterpillar turns into a butterfly. We want our wings. For in this we groan earnestly, desiring to be clothed with our habitation, which is from heaven. If indeed having been clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we who are in this tent groan, being burdened, not because we want to be unclothed, but to be what? Further clothed, that mortality may be swallowed up by life, so that we would have immortality. Now he who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who has also given us the Spirit as a guarantee. So we are always confident knowing that while we are here at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by what? Faith, not by sight. We are confident, yes, well pleased, rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Groaning to complete or accomplish. Before what? Time runs out. Because time is being swallowed up now. 1 Corinthians 4, verse 1. What does it say? Let a man so consider us as servants of Christ. Amen. We are servants of the anointing. And we are stewards of the mysteries of God. Well, life is a mystery, man. Moreover, it is required in stewards that one be found faithful. But with me, it is a very small thing that I should be judged by any of you or by human court. In fact, I do not even judge myself. For I know of nothing against myself, yet I am not justified by this. But he who judges me is the Lord. Therefore, judge nothing before the time until the Lord comes, who will both bring to light the hidden things of darkness and reveal the counsels of the hearts. Then each one's praise will come from God. We are stewards of the mysteries of life, the mysteries of God. Just to comprehend, in other words, when you're not going to know it all, but to be comprehend what is the greatest mystery of life? He is the way, the truth, and the life. In other words, people are so caught up in life itself of existence and accomplishment that they lose sight that there's so much more to this life. There's a life beyond life. And in this, we have to be careful not to be so caught up until we get caught up. Amen? We don't want to miss the boat. We don't want to miss the plane out. Amen. And make sure you have a ticket on you, you know, because the conductor is very strict. So life according to this reality is called existence. According to the reality that you and I are in here, in the world, the reality of the world. But we know that it's a false reality because our reality is associated with what's beyond this world, what's beyond this dimension. It's an eternal reality. It's totally different. That's why we live from the future to the present. And if you're not living from the future to the present, then you're living in a false reality. You know, we were singing that song, "All of our hope is in the name of Jesus." Well, you go out to the world and tell everybody that their hope is in the name of Jesus. Many of them will not comprehend that. And in fact, some of them will say, "Who's Jesus?" Well, he's life. He's the one that created you. But they still don't comprehend it. Because why? They're still in darkness. Darkness can't comprehend light. And if they, people, this is where, you know, people, and because time is darkness, right? And if you die in this darkness of time without coming to the light, you don't make it home. Because time is running out. That's why all of these things are happening. Amen? The shaking, the quaking, all of this stuff is happening now. It's increasing more and more and more. And that flow of that swallowing up is increasing. Romans 8, 9. But you are not in the flesh, but in the what? Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. It's the Spirit of life. Now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he's not his. And if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him, Christ, who raised Jesus from the dead, dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. In other words, that groaning that we're waiting for, that final accomplishment. Verse 12, therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the flesh, you will live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are what? Sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom you cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs of Christ. If indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. Giving life to the immortal body through the spirit of life. Until we become immortal. Amen. True life of light. I think the mystery of life will be a continuous mystery until we get home. But for you and me, we have a desire to want to understand more. Because it's things within us that we sense that it's not a completion. Again, we have tasks and things that we do every day for a completion. But they're not fulfillments. There might be a temporary fulfillment. Okay, I completed this, but what's next? What's next? We're always on the what's next level. It never stops. Because God is on the next level. So we grope after him, and sometimes we don't even know we're groping after him and looking for him. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 4. And we have such trust through Christ toward God, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think of anything as being from ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God, who also made us sufficient as ministers of the what? The new covenant. Not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills and the Spirit gives life. The Spirit does what? Gives life. Go to verse 17. Now the Lord is the what? The Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty or freedom. Freedom from what? Darkness. Does everybody understand that? Darkness. Now, is darkness being swallowed up? Yes, because time is being swallowed up. Now, the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, freedom. But we all, with unveiled faces, beholding in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory. Is glory light? Yes. Just as by the Spirit of the Lord, who is the life giver. You know, think about this, that God, whose love and all life is in Him, we live and have our being in Him, decided to have offsprings. Now, we don't know how many other offsprings He has besides us. And I'm sure there are others. And one day we're going to meet everyone from the same family. We all have one Father. Does everybody understand? Because if you think only this is from God, that, no, I'm sorry. He's too big. He's way too big. But He's allowed us in this reality. So we exist in this reality, but we know there's a bigger reality awaiting us. Because everything is going to be folded up. But, sometimes it's hard to comprehend that. It's love that created us. Because He loved us. And you know, some people will go, well, where did God come from? Who knows? You find out, let me know. He is, He was, and He's always going to be. You know, we have a heart, because you and I were created, so we have this mental state of being that states, well, I was created, so where did He come from? But that's not how it is. Our peanut brain can't handle all that stuff, you know? We don't have to crack in the shell. Oh, glory. 1 John chapter 1, verse 5. And this is the message which we have heard from Him and declare to you, that God is what? Light. And in Him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar, and His word is not in us. Why? Because light exposes darkness. Amen. Romans 13, verse 11. That now is high time to awake out of sleep. For now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore let us cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in lewdness and lust, not in strife and in envy. But put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lusts and its desires. So don't fall asleep in this transition that we're in, right? Don't let darkness overtake you at all. Hallelujah. Luke 11:33. No one, when he has lit a lamp, puts it in the secret place or under a basket, but on a lampstand, that those who come in may see the light. Oh, hallelujah. The lamp of the body is the what? The eye. Therefore, when your eye is good, your whole body also is full of light. But when your eye is bad, your body is also full of darkness. Therefore, take heed that the light which is in you is not darkness. If then your whole body is full of light, having no part dark, the whole body will be full of light. As when the bright shining of a lamp gives you light. That's why what you speak is what you eat. What you eat is what you become. Why? Because when you speak the words of light, which is life, you become more light and more life in your body. That's why we're to sow our way out of everything. Everything. You know, again, when we've been labeled with certain sicknesses or whatever, we sow our way out. You can't buy your way out. You sow your way out. Amen? I'm not saying that we don't take medication, this thing, whatever, but you still sow your way out. While you're speaking light, you're eating light. Light is overcoming everything. It's driving out darkness. And you become better. And brings God's presence. And in his presence is peace, joy, and righteousness. If you're miserable, bummer. It means you ain't sowing enough. Hallelujah. The lamp of the body is the eye full of light. What you see is what you be. How do you see yourself? Don't let the mirror tell you who you are. Amen. Don't let the world tell you who you are. Let Christ tell you who you are. That's how people become oppressed, depressed, and demonized. You know, the word tells us that this life is difficult. The right life, the light, the life of light. Amen. The life of darkness is easy. It's tormenting. But people are fighting for their own life when you and I are not fighting for our life. We surrendered it. We're fighting for the life of Christ to maintain that character. It's different. Romans 8:18. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time, which is going to be swallowed up, are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be what? Revealed in us, the light. For the earnest expectation of creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope. Because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious, and be delivered from the bondage of corruption into what? The glorious liberty of the children of light, or the children of God. For we know that the whole creation does what? Groans. What are they waiting for? A completion. And labors with birth pangs together until now. Not only that, we also who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we are ourselves grown within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body. For we were saved in this hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For why does one still hope for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with what? Perseverance. Yes. Likewise, the Spirit also helps us in our weaknesses. That's why we pray in tongues. For we do not know what we should pray. For as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered, or what we call understood. Now he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for the good to those who what? To love God. To those who are called according to his purpose. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be what? Conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called. Whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also glorified. He is the light of the world, and he left his body to be the light of the world. Amen? So we are the carriers of light and life. And the mystery of life is revealed day by day. Every day there's something new about life that we didn't know. Even though you might say, you know, we used to have a saying years ago, life sucks, then you die. That was BC. I mean, we all had that kind of saying, man, life sucks, then you die, you know. But that was a lie. Life is tough, then you die. But it's working to the good, no matter what you're going through. Amen. What a mystery. It's something to grab hold of, knowing that we only are here temporarily. This is not really our home. So don't get too comfortable. It's all temporary. And I really believe in these last few days that the Lord is really expressing how time short is. Amen. I hear people, yeah, another 20 years we'll be doing this. You ain't got 20 years, man. You don't have 10 years. Time is short. Hallelujah. Very short. So we want to accomplish as many things as he wants us to accomplish, not what we want to accomplish. Because remember, the worst thing to be is successful in the wrong assignment. Amen. So, Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. Hallelujah. We thank you for your joy and your love and your unconditional forgiveness for us, because we're a bunch of boneheads. But thank God we're carriers of light and life for your glory in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.